With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A major meeting involving top U.S. military brass.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of the military's top generals, admirals, and advisors for a meeting next week at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. The directive did not offer a reason for the gathering, and people familiar with the matter described the move as unusual. The plan was first reported by the Washington Post and confirmed by at least three sources to the Associated Press. The Pentagon's top spokesman, Sean Parnell, also confirmed that Hegseth will be addressing his senior military leaders early next week. I'm Jennifer King.
Danish leaders want to know what is going on following reports of suspicious drones over four different airports within its airspace Thursday night. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
The Danish defense minister says it appears a professional actor was behind the systematic flights overnight Wednesday into Thursday. He called the incidents a hybrid attack because the flights all occurred within roughly the same time frame. Authorities say it was not immediately clear who was behind the incidents, but there is no danger to the public. A similar incident at Copenhagen Airport grounded flights for hours on Monday night, prompting concerns that Russia could be behind it. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Trump has signed an executive order declaring that a proposed deal allowing TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. will be a qualified sale that meets national security concerns laid out by law. The president says Chinese leader Xi Jinping has given them the go-ahead to proceed with the deal. Amazon breaching historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which had said the company had, quote, tricked customers into signing up for its Prime memberships and then made it difficult to cancel after they did so. This is SRN News. Well, doctors urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Alabama man who was 11 years old when his mother was murdered, now seeking clemency for the man who did it, will Berry cite scripture in his reasoning, saying, I forgive this guy, and I don't want him to die. Vengeance isn't for the state, it's with the Lord. Jeffrey West was 21 when he killed Margaret Berry. This is SRN News. Legal trouble for a former French president.
A court in Paris has found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty on a key charge. But the court has also acquitted Sarkozy of other charges in his trial for the alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign with money from Libya. The court is still detailing its ruling and hasn't immediately sentenced Sarkozy.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, the ruling made Sarkozy the first former president of modern France sentenced to actual time behind bars. Authorities in Washington state say forensic tests confirm the remains of a former soldier who was wanted for killing his three little girls have now been found. They say the remains of Travis Decker were located in a remote wooded area in central Washington. More details at srnnews.com.